Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Hello, listeners. Welcome. And thank you for joining me again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy, and much more. In the Psalm today, we will hear the psalmist praising God for his great works. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. I don't know what kind of assumptions are made about men and women in the society to which you belong, but here in most of America, it is quite often noted that women live, work, and relate to others mainly by following their heart, that is, our feelings. While men, on the other hand, are more likely to live, work, and relate to others instinctively by using their head, that is, concentrating on concrete facts and reasoning. I believe that the Lord God has definitely created men and women differently, which is probably why we get along so well. Today's passage makes me feel very good, happy, joyful, optimistic, and secure. I have found that praising God and giving thanks to the Lord with my whole heart most often happens when I am in worship, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Not that I think I myself or anyone near me in church is perfect and sinless, but we are all gathered here as God's children, united in our faith, relying on Christ to nourish our spirits and fill our souls with his presence, especially at his altar for Holy Communion, repentant, receiving the very body and blood of Christ Jesus, which was given for me, for all Christians, for the forgiveness of our sins. Coming together in worship is such a blessing and also a wonderful opportunity to learn more about God and his great works, reminding us that all good things in life come from him, including our bodies, our family and friends, our goods, technology and medicines, all these things. Most importantly, our salvation. I have heard critics say of Christians that we live with blinders on, that we are ignorant of what is going on around us. That is foolish talk, and quite the opposite of the truth. As Christians, living in a world filled with chaos, storms, and trouble, we are painfully aware that it is the awful effect of sin that tries to suck us into living with a mournful, pessimistic mindset. But look around you and see the majesty of all of God's great works of creation, remembered by all God's people. Earth and all stars, the wind, rain, snow, and sunshine. By studying God's word, we are allowed to see and remember his power as our creator of all things. We are allowed to see and remember his mercy when God rescued Israel from her enemies. Not without discipline, of course, but with patience and steadfast love over and over again. We also remember his gracious redemption of all his people by sending Jesus to be our savior from death and hell. Yes, our focus is always on God, our Father, but that does not mean we are blind to the needs or worries of those around us. Holy and awesome is his name, and we can share that with all of those people we come in contact with. All God's great works, his promises and precepts, are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever. What does it mean to be established? The dictionary says this: to found, build, or bring into being on a firm or stable basis, as in to establish a university, to establish a medical practice. it goes on to say, to institute as a law permanently by an actment or agreement, to introduce and cause to grow and multiply. Well, we all know that buildings, companies, and practices are all at risk of falling and crumbling. Man-made laws and rules can be amended, vetoed, or overturned. None of these things will last forever. But not God's laws. His precepts are forever. We can trust God on that. His promises, His covenant, was given to Abraham and to all people for all time. In Genesis we read, "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you." In light of God's wisdom and His kingdom, I do kind of like that last definition of establish, cause to grow and multiply. Only by God's good grace does the church continue to thrive and grow and multiply, and He uses you and me to help it along. In the next weeks or so, many students around the world will be completing exams and graduating out of the school they are in and moving on to an institution of higher learning or going out to find employment working in the real world. I remember my own days of just such an accomplishment. It's exciting, a bit scary, but mostly thrilling to have cleared the hurdles of education to become skilled and prepared for the next stage in life. Having spent hours reading books, writing papers, studying, practicing and taking exams, it's easy to feel pretty proud of ourselves, walk a little taller, and engage in discussions that demonstrate to others how smart and successful we've become, ready to tackle all obstacles. Yet, true wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. Without it, we have no wisdom at all, and all our works in life are folly. To fear God means that we trust in Him completely and above all things. Above certificates and degrees, above jobs and spouses, above money or material goods. We trust in the words of His covenant that He will always be our God, that He will always be with us, that He will always love us, and that, after life on this earth, we will live forever with Him in heaven. Verse 10 of our psalm today says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding." Well, that sounds to me like a promise and a command. Like everything in life, practice makes us, well, if not perfect, at least better. We trust in God, and we know that that is just the beginning. When we believe, we will continue to study God's Word, and by His grace and with the help of the Holy Spirit, practice it by living a life of faith. Whether you are a man or a woman who lives according to your head or your heart, next time you are in worship, let your whole heart be filled with joy and thanksgiving as you praise the Lord in the company of the upright. His praise endures forever. We pray. Gracious and merciful Lord, we look to You for the remission of our sins in Jesus, who speaks Your faithful words and performs the mighty work of our salvation. Help us to trust and fear You always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.